Happy hump day. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, Friday. Oh, I'm off Friday. Wow. So technically, I have today and tomorrow. How was your week, Kev?
I hate your ass.
Why?
You got Friday off. Why you had to bring it up? Why you had to say so joyfully? Got me thinking, damn, I got two more days of this shit.
Yeah, but it's not a joyful day off. I could say that. Just have it off. Not a joyful day off.
Man, you think so? You think we care? To have it off here is joyful.
Yeah, but I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway, we have birthdays coming up, and we are Aquarius. We are an Aquarius. We are Aquariuses. How does it, what's the proper way? Let's just say Aquarius season.
It's the year of the Aquarius.
The year. And this is leap year.
Yeah.
Leap year.
29 months in February, 29 days in February.
Okay. I bet you don't know this, but I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, who do you think we are a good match with? Like, as an Aquarius, male, female, who are what other signs? Do you know?
Have no clue.
See, I told you. But you know what? I looked it up because I'm like kind of infatuated with the zodiac signs and stuff. And I'll be reading up on it. And I think it's kind of true because, I'll explain why. But it says that we are a good match with Aries, Gemini, Libra, and Sagittarius. Can you think of anyone that you spoke to or used to talk to that you thought that you was a good match with that person? Any of these signs?
Nope.
Okay, real quick. Aries is like March 21st through April 20th. Gemini is May 21st through June 20th. Libra is September 23rd through October 22nd. And Sagittarius is November 23rd through December 21st.
Don't believe the hype.
I'm gonna find me a Sagittarius.
Keep looking. Drive yourself crazy. Have at it.
And the least compatible we're with is Taurus and Scorpio. And Taurus birth dates is Taurus is April 21st through May 20th. When is my son's birthday? Well, I get along with my son. And Scorpio is October 23rd through November 22nd. So our zodiac sign said we don't get along with these two signs, and then the signs that I said previously we get along with. So let me know what y'all think, because my husband is a Scorpio, and I don't know. We're just not compatible. So I don't know. Maybe it has some type of truth to it.
Fuck no.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, Kobe Bryant, man, what were you doing? Where were you at when that happened? How did you get the news?
Looked at Facebook. When
It
was
was
that?
on.
Saturday or Sunday? What was that? Sunday?
It was Sunday.
Sunday.
I think it was
Looked at
on.
Facebook. Saw something, was like, nah, this is crazy. Turned it on ESPN. There was a game on. Then they mentioned about Kobe, and I was like, shit, they said it on ESPN. This is for real.
Well, I was on the phone and I get alerts, and then an alert came up, and then I went to Facebook, and the first post I seen is from my cousin that lives out in Nevada, and she had the story from TMZ, and I heard TMZ were the first to report it, and that's how his wife found out about it.
TMZ ain't shit.
So that's kind of fucked up. Now, that reporter, Allison Morris, did you hear? I know you heard that.
The white chick who said nigger?
You think she said nigger?
What? Is Stevie Wonder blind? Hell yeah.
I mean, I kept listening to it over and over, but it sounded like to me she said nigger because nigger, like nigger, nigger. Nah, bitch. You said nigger.
You said nigger. Los Angeles Lakers nigger. Los Angeles niggers.
I'm just trying to process in my head, like, what were you thinking? Like, Los Angeles niggers. Like, girl. I hope that bitch still don't. I hope she don't have a job.
Trump supporter.
I hope she don't have a job because that's fucked up. That bitch ain't saying no Nakers, the Lakers and the Knicks or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but it don't sound like that.
If she lost her job, she really saying nigger a lot now.
I could respect her more if she was just honest, but just to make up some shit, nah, bitch. I think you said nigger. But it seemed like it's like a tie on Facebook. Some people honestly think that she didn't say nigger, and some people think that she did. So it's kind of like 50-50.
Fuck them house niggas. And I said niggas, too.
Anyway, moving right along.
Moving right along.
Power. Have you seen Power?
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool.
Not trying to miss an episode right now.
Now, what was Sunday about? Who was they showing on Sunday? I don't remember.
Lawrence Tate character.
Oh yeah. Lawrence Tate. So it's two people. I know he didn't do it. So, but I'm trying to figure out where was he when he got killed. Is that his brother's?
Is that with his brother? Yeah.
Okay.
He was being interviewed about the shooting.
Okay, so I know he didn't do it. So there's two more people left.
There's
but
only
then,
two left.
Yeah, but everyone's saying that they have video of who done it and they're spreading it around. But the creator of the show said that she made several different endings and leaked them herself.
So, right before the last episode went off, Lawrence Tate characters watching TV and they're showing who they got arrested for the killing of Ghost or the shooting of Ghost.
Right.
So, we'll see Saturday night.
Would you think that led to a point or something?
I have no clue, but I got my money on the Sun.
See, the thing is, the Sun is too—he's too easy to guess. So I don't think it's him because he wasn't there. But the Sun is too easy to say he did it. So I mean,
that's like saying it was too.
I want to just say it was Tasha because everyone else got their money on Tyreek. I'm just going to say Tasha just had enough.
You know what? It might be a woman because when Tommy had Ghost in his hands, I think Ghost told Tommy to let her go.
Oh, you heard of her?
Yeah. Matter of fact, when I get off, I got to do my research again. I'm pretty sure he said let her go.
But see, now they're saying that it has to be like somebody that was walking towards the club or whatever. But I honestly think it was the potential girlfriend. I don't even know her name. But if I have to go with
the light-skinned chick that was on.
Yeah, I think it was her. But I guess we'll see. I think we got like two more episodes of that.
Yeah. Hey, we're about to find out. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's one show that made a hell of an ending. All I can say is yo, 50 Cent, you did your thing, boy.
Yeah, he did his job on that. And then Super Bowl this weekend, so shoot, it might not even come on this. Yeah, it's gonna come on this weekend.
Yeah.
I think so. Anyway, and we got Valentine's Day coming up. You already said that you would. What you plan on doing? You made any other plans since the last time?
I'm going to my mama's.
Oh, you're going to Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I know the weather is really nice down there.
Yeah, man. It's always a beautiful thing to go down there. Relax.
Now, what part of Florida does she live in?
Orlando.
Orlando. I just booked a resort for April, like a few days ago, to go to Universal Studios. Mm. Orlando's kind of, I like Orlando. I've been there twice. Yeah, I've been there twice already. I like the atmosphere.
I truly do. It's like a big, giant melting pot.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, y'all, we're going to talk about dating. Because some of y'all don't know what dating is. Like,
no.
And then there's some people that's afraid to date.
Some people have the definition of dating so twisted and messed up. Like, some of the things you do in dating, some people give it a bad name. Like, this is the most craziest ever.
You don't do relationship shit. I can't even talk. You don't do relationship things in dating. You just get to know people.
In dating, you're absolutely correct. When dating, you can go on 2 to 3 different dates in 1 week. And it's just the date to get to know someone.
Right. You can even talk on the phone. Like,
Yeah. Like, you talk on the phone, y'all link up, get some drinks, get something to eat, and then boom, that's a wrap. You decide if you want to see that person again.
Right. Right. Second date, and if you go on a second, a third, or fourth, you're still dating.
We live in a microwave society where if you go on one date, we need to be asking if we fucking or not. That's crazy as hell.
Oh, boy. Well, I definitely got some questions to ask you from a male perspective coming up in a minute. But, wow. I could just say for me, like, dating for me, because, well, basically that's what I'm doing now. I mean, I'm not in a relationship with my soon-to-be ex-husband, so, I'm dating, you know, but I like to communicate. I like to talk to people. I think I would prefer to talk to them for a while before I put any titles on it. And I don't fall in love easy. Oh my gosh, I don't fall fast for people. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, what about you? Like, when you was out in the dating scene, how was it for you? Did you like dating as a guy?
Did I like dating?
Yeah, cause men don't know what dating is, period.
Some men. You gonna stop that shit labeling all men.
Man, look at here.
Man, woman, nothing.
Y'all be wanting to get in relationships like in 4 weeks. Like, whoa, slow down.
It depends on who the hell you talking to and where this guy is from and where the hell he's coming from. Look, if you date, and once again, dating is not being in a relationship, not doing relationship things, it's just a date. And once you've done that a few times, and when you get to a certain age, you know what it is you want and you know what it is you like. And if you spot that in someone, then you really want to get to know just that someone a little bit more. And the more you get to know, and if you like it, you rock with it. But this 4 week thing you just said, being funny? Nah, there's no way in hell.
Now, what is your first date? Like, a typical spot? Like, where would you take a first date to? Like, what is appropriate? What's not appropriate? Because y'all are the ones paying for it. So, I mean, what do you think?
I'm completely different. My first date, There's no damn sneakers and t-shirt.
No, not no Netflix and chill shit. Hell no.
No, I wasn't even talking about Netflix and chill. Listen,
what the hell? Sneakers and a t-shirt.
I'm talking
the beach. Okay, I'm gonna listen.
For some reason these ladies out here think it's okay to wear this shit that says pink on their t-shirt. Like, hey man, give Victoria's Secret they shit back. This ain't proper attire to come outside with. But anyway.
Okay, that's the attire, but where would you go? Where would you take somebody on a first date? What's appropriate and what's not appropriate, like a place?
To each his own. But me personally, I want to go to a nice restaurant.
Now,
a 4-star better.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna ask you, like, because I've heard some people like literally say they're not gonna do nothing fancy on the first date, and then some people, like, you know, shoot, they got it, so it don't matter. A 4-star, 5-star restaurant is nothing.
I want to see if we can hold a good conversation. I want to see if silence makes her uncomfortable. I just want to see what the vibe is like, and I can't do that at the neighborhood bar.
Oh, wow. I mean, now my first date, now you could, with me personally, and I don't know if other people feel the same way, you don't have to impress me with a 4- or 5-star dinner on the first date. Now, with that being said, I definitely don't want McDonald's. But I would prefer a bar, because I want to see how this person interacts, you know, out around other people. I don't want to be like close knit the first time we meet, because, you know, when you're going to a restaurant or something, majority of time you might be like secluded or in a booth or something. You can't really react to other people or with other people. So I usually tell people, let's meet at a bar, like a local bar or something like that. So I can see what they drink, what they like to drink, how much they drink. That's definitely an issue. If you drink too much, it's not going to work out. If they're going to buy me repeated drinks, because I'm a drinker, we both can't be drinkers. Like, I mean, I don't drink a whole lot. I'm not an alcoholic, but, yeah, we both could drink a lot, I guess. But, I just want to, that's a pet peeve of mine. Like, if we go out to a bar, you got to buy me drinks. I don't know if it's just my thing, but you got to buy me drinks. So I want to see that, and I want to see how they react around people. Because you know what? I went on a date with, I'm not going to say this person's name, right? And we went to a bar. And it was me and a few ladies. And, you know, we were all on double dates. I think it was like a triple date or something at that time. But there was this gentleman, he got out his seat and I sat down. And when he came back for his seat, he was asking me to move. And I said, no, you snooze, you lose. And he called me a black bitch. And my date was right there and he did nothing.
Was he bigger than your date?
No, I mean, it didn't matter. It was like three guys. We was on like a triple date. I think it was like two guys. We was on a, well, it was three girls and two guys. So both of them stood right there and they didn't say anything. And I was like, I was so blown until I'm like, nigga, you're not going to say nothing? Like, what did you say at least?
Was this South Carolina or Atlanta?
This was Atlanta.
That's what the fuck you get. Talking shit about South Carolina. South Carolina cats, but here there it goes in Atlanta. They calling you a black
man,
bitch.
Didn't I tell you I don't talk to these niggas here too?
I can promise you this, shit like that in Charlie O would have got the bitch shut down.
Man, what you telling me? Right. I don't even think a nigga would have said black bitch in Charleston with a man standing right next to you.
Have you lost your mind?
I know, right, nigga? What? Like, who what? The fuck?
Who the f- Hold up. Let me get my Charleston voice on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold up, Zeke. What the fuck you had to say? Then the other one could be like, "Boy, Zeke, I don't think Zeke for as much as I knew what the fuck he was doing." All right, box him dead in the fucking eye. Play with your mama, butch.
Oh my gosh. Don't you know the women that I was with bucked up on that nigga? And we had knew the police at the door. So he walked over to us because he seen the females start getting an attitude with this dude. I mean, my female friends was like, "Who the fuck you talking to?" And the guys just stood there. So he came, the police who was at the door came, and he on, y'all all right? He was talking to us, and we was like, "No, this man just disrespected me." And he was like, "What you want me to do? You want me to put him out?" And we said, "Yeah." And they took his ass right out the club. But that man said nothing.
What happened after he said nothing and they put him out, the other dude out?
I married him.
You know what? This is what I need for you to do right now. Put the fucking phone down and go stand in the corner. Just go stand in the corner. Do that. Go stand in the fucking corner.
Oh my God. That's why I'm like, I'm taking your ass to a fucking bar to see. I just got to see your reactions, how you react around other people, certain situations, this, that. I just got to see. So fuck a 4 or 5 star dinner on that first date. We're going to the fucking bar. That's what we're doing. That's how we're gonna do this. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, but yeah, I married him. And when I asked him about it, I'm like, "Why didn't you say anything or did something?" And he was like, "Well, what did he say? I think he didn't really know. Well, he was getting to know me or something. And I don't know. The shit didn't make sense. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Anyway, moving along. Moving right along. All right. So, yeah. That is fucking funny. Now, let me ask you something. Well, this is kind of, I guess I could ask, like, when do you think the time is right to meet someone's parents?
That's up to the individual.
Now, do you think you should do that while you're dating or wait until you're in a relationship?
When you're in a relationship.
You think so? Because I don't want to meet nobody's parents.
Oh, you don't
want to
meet nobody's parents in dating. But once you're, once you're in a relationship with somebody, and if you feel as if, all right, this might be the one.
Right.
For a man.
No, but you need to determine that during dating. You don't want to be in a relationship and then you take them to their mom and they be like, "Nah, son, I don't know about her."
Listen.
It's too late. I'm with her.
It ain't because it ain't your parent that's got to be with this person. Listen to what I said. I said, once you determine she's the one as a man, once you as a man determine she's the one for you, then all right, next step is take you to see your mama.
But you don't think that that's a necessary step during, like, dating? Because people can date for months and not be in a relationship.
I said once you're in a relationship, dating and a relationship is two different things. Dating comes first.
Okay.
Once you got
So you said you would wait until you're in a relationship to introduce a woman.
Once you got past the dating, now you in a full-fledged relationship with somebody? Yeah.
I don't want to meet nobody's mother, like, off the bat, but I would rather, and that's me personally, would rather meet them while I'm dating, because if we're in a relationship and if we are a potential match for, you know, fiance and marriage, and if I don't like your mama, man, I promise you, I'm not marrying or I'm not going to be with nobody else who I don't get along with their mama. I can't do it no more. Who's I got to meet your you mama while we dating. Everybody.
Your soon-to-be ex-husband?
Didn't get along with
him. He let a motherfucker call you a black bitch. You wound up marrying him, and you didn't get along with his mama.
He didn't want to marry me because I didn't get along with his mom.
So why'd you get married in the first place?
Because I had two kids.
What that mean?
I didn't want to be no statistic with two freaking kids and not tied down to no man. I needed him to be in their life.
You're about to be divorced with two kids.
I know. I know, but...
That's a statistic? Oh, my God.
See, I learned.
Listen. I learned. You did learn, because once he just stood there and let somebody call you a black bitch. Oh, my God. Listen.
And you know what got me? The black bitch part got me. And no, who the fuck calls somebody a black bitch? You gotta be an angry motherfucker to call somebody a black bitch.
A black dude.
A black dude.
Oh, man, you really pissed this black dude off.
I took a seat. It doesn't matter. Right, that's what I'm saying. Somebody gotta be real pissed off with you to call you a black bitch, because I'm dark skinned, so I am black, but I don't need you to call me a black bitch. You could have called me a bitch, but a black bitch, man, I was about to goddamn attack that damn man
I'm
myself.
I'm glad I wasn't in Atlanta, and I'm glad I wasn't there.
I was about to attack that damn man, but he was a wimpy looking guy, because I do remember he was a wimpy looking guy, and the two girls I was with, they bucked up on him. Yo, like, nigga, who the fuck
your
are you
date
talking to?
My man was strapped. They were scared.
Strapped? You talking about the person that... What? Who was
called
strapped?
You a black bitch. Your date probably thought he was strapped. That's why I ain't saying that to my man.
No, you ain't coming in no clubs here in Atlanta with a gun. They don't play that shit here.
I don't know.
So he wasn't strapped.
I don't know what the fuck...
You got the police at the door patting down people. So you
got
to be a fool.
Together, and another dude calls a girl that they're with a black bitch.
And the other dude my sister wind up marrying.
It's a fucking...
She's divorcing. I think they're already
divorced. Family, it's in the family genes. Y'all just as retarded as y'all want to be.
Man, look at here. That's why they're not together.
Listen. Me and somebody would have jumped my man something serious. Straight Charleston jump.
Man, you ain't even going to say black in Charleston out your mouth unless you're going to get prepared to fight.
Once you sit down, the way I post myself up at the bar, you got to tap me to say something to you. Hey, man, who the fuck you want? Who you want? The fuck off around here, man.
The police at the door seen the commotion, and luckily you know, we knew the policeman because he knew us, so he was on our side. So he was like, y'all all right? And we was like, no.
They wouldn't have seen my man get hit with that fucking beer bottle full of beer. Boop.
But it was embarrassing for the police to pick him up and take him out the club, so that was funny.
It's Batman. Don't tell me
God.
No stories like that. Okay, next question. Let's go.
Okay. I was gonna say something else, but money. I know money is always a thing. That $40 thing. Did you started that $40 shit, because now I be seeing that all over Facebook.
I
be
shit.
Cracking up on that little $40 thing.
I didn't start shit. I didn't start nothing.
Okay, well, you was cracking me up about it one time. That $40.
Yeah, you know. But what's the next question?
When should a woman start asking a man, or a man start asking a woman for money? Do you think it's appropriate?
Neither one of y'all should ask each other for money.
Okay, if you're dating someone and that woman gives that man money, do you would you take it?
Neither one of y'all should ask each other for money.
I guess that's a no. I mean, I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying. But you got people out there that's doing it. You got men out there that take money from women that they're dating. And they got money.
You know what? We don't talk.
Would you take it?
Would you tell your friend that she has to work on her low self-esteem?
The woman that's giving the man the
money?
I
didn't say it was a male or female. Would you tell your friend about their low self-esteem problem? Because the reason why I say that is men who ask women for money, that ain't the first time they asked. And they probably have asked the woman in their past. They probably go after a certain type of woman.
Okay, but you as a man, if let's just say you didn't ask the woman for money and the woman is, you're dating her and she gives you money and buys you things, would you accept it?
How long are we, are we past the dating stage and we're in a relationship?
No, you're not. You're not even claiming this person. You're just dating them.
We're fucking.
Yeah. You can still fuck and be dating. I mean, that's a jackass, but
my thing is, listen, you gotta know who it is. Because you can't let crazy people buy you shit. And you can't accept money from crazy people.
Well, how long should you be dating in order to be considered boyfriend, girlfriend?
You'll know.
Or until someone says something.
You'll know. If you can leave her alone in the back cave, then obviously you trust in her.
Say what?
If you
now?
Can leave her alone in the back cave, or you can leave him alone in your damn your house, then you trust him. But I can't really put a time on it. It's just you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What were you going to say? Finish your
You
sentence.
Having two kids and you're about to become divorced. How long mm-hmm. do you date someone before you introduce the kids to introduce him to the kids?
Oh, that's a good question. I probably won't introduce my kids to anyone unless we are serious.
And how long is that?
It could be months.
Okay. So.
Yeah, it could be a while. Like, the only man that my kids would be around and think nothing of was Kiki. Rest in peace. And I wanted my kids to see that he was actually my best friend. So, my kids was around his wife, his whole family. So I would consider that family. So, but dating a guy, it's going to take me months to introduce my kids to anybody, because I don't want them to know anyone else, or, you know, look up to anyone else. Their dad is all they need.
Okay. With that being said, if you start dating someone,
mm-hmm.
how long before you ask that person? Just let's just say you lost your debit card or whatever. And mm-hmm. would you ask that person after only maybe 2-3 days? Would you ask that person for $40 to put gas?
No. Oh my gosh, no. Especially if I'm digging that person, no. I'm not gonna ask for the money.
And what if he buys you something? Do you accept it or no?
Yeah, I'm gonna accept it. If he buys me something, I'm not gonna turn down a gift or anything anyone has to offer, but I'm not going to be expecting anything or asking for anything while we're dating. But the only thing I need you to do is pay for them dates, because I'm not paying for them. That's relationship. I'm not paying for dating.
What?
Not doing that. I might buy you a drink. Yeah, I'll buy you a drink if we go to a bar, but I'm not paying for dinner if we're dating. You got to pay for everything. I mean, is something... How do you feel about that? I mean, is something wrong with that? Is it too much? While you're dating?
Hey, man, don't ask me to treat you like an equal. But yep, this shit here we doing ain't 50-50.
But why does it have to be 50-50 if we're dating? Come on, are you serious? You're going to expect me to pay for the second date or the third date or whatever?
I'm not going to expect you to pay for no fucking date. But if you volunteer to do it, then I'm going to be like, shit, I like that. That shows me something.
That ain't showing you shit.
Yeah, that's showing me that I ain't got to come out my fucking pocket.
Man, well, don't ask to take somebody on a date.
A man doesn't usually ask to take your ass on a date. 9 times out of 10, sometimes it's the suggestions come from the woman. And men disagree to.
I don't.
You ain't no professional about this shit.
I would say after we went out a few times and I know that it's cool, then I'll ask. But that first time, I'm not asking the first time, oh, you want to go out? You want to go on a date? No.
Listen, you might not. But this 2020, women are asking. You understand?
Okay, so let's say, for instance, me and you met on Facebook for the first time yesterday, right?
First time, yeah.
And we're talking about just, I don't know, we just talking about anything. So you're telling me that lady is going to say first, oh, you want to go out on a date or you want to hang out? Or you're saying the lady is asking first?
That's okay. This is how that shit sometimes go. You chopping it up with a female. Y'all chopping it up. This is how it goes. Hey, we're thinking about going to, let's just use a spot down here people are going to. We're thinking about going to Vibes. Me and my homegirl. You should come. Mm-hmm. Link up. Let's have a drink. Let's meet up. Women are quick to say that.
But that's not a date, though. Yeah.
Here's another one. After about 2 weeks, a woman will say, let's link up and get a drink. What you think? The man...
I don't think it's genuine unless a man say, hey, I want to get to know you. Let me take you out.
It's 2020, man. That's your grandfather way of asking. No, matter of fact, what you just said is 1993 type status. That's that shit when we was it.
So you're, oh, okay, yeah, because you are single and I'm getting out of a marriage. But I mean, like I said, I'm dating. I go out on dates and people always come to me and like, let me take you out. I don't ask them. I'm not telling nobody to take me out. I can take myself out. And I'm not going to tell like a first date or someone to meet me any place. Hell no. If I'm going to Vibe or something, I'm not telling a stranger to come with me out there. I might meet someone else.
But you just said if you're meeting somebody for the first time, you want to be at a spot where you want to see how they act.
But yeah, but I don't want it arranged like that. Like, oh, meet us out there. No, it's going to be you and I, not me, you, and my girlfriends or whoever. Like, that's not a date. That's just hanging out.
That date when my man called you a black bitch?
But that was down the line. That was after some dates.
That ain't what you said. But all right, here it goes.
No, that was down the line. That wasn't a first date.
Okay.
That was down the line.
Okay. So look at it like this. How you feel about things, other people don't. Yo, listen. Women are not waiting for a man to ask them shit. Women are stepping up and taking charge and asking themselves because, you know, the motto is a closed mouth never gets fed.
Yeah, but if you're interested in someone, you don't ask them out.
You sounded like one of these old ladies that then became Sister Sheila at the church.
Oh,
now
my
you
gosh.
Speaking
are you serious?
Yeah, because you say
serious.
That's what you're literally in denial about how you sound. Like you sound like one of them old ladies at church. Like in my days, a woman didn't do no shit like that. We waited for the man to ask. Come on, man. Like, come on.
Who waiting on? Come. Are you serious?
Women are not only asking men on a date, women are asking other women on dates. Like, let's be for real.
I can see that, but still, I think that the man should at least ask the woman. That's appropriate. I don't know. I'm just call me old school, but I'm not gonna ask somebody to take me out for the first time on a date.
What is appropriate? By whose standard?
My standards. It's appropriate for you to ask me out. I'm not going to ask
you. How'd that shit work for you so far? See what I'm saying?
I'm not going to ask nobody. Hey, you want to go to such and such? Meet me here. Because I don't want to be the one since I'm asking to pay for the meal or whatever. I'm not going to pay for no date.
Hey, listen. That's cool. That's cool. But there's a lot of men out here that don't have to ask a woman on a date. They're being asked by a woman. You might not be that type of woman, but just know, so we can move to the next thing. Just know there's a lot of women out here asking men.
Now,
every man ain't asking a woman. They're being asked.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm going to take it from you. I'm not denying or disagreeing, but it's just kind of, you know. Because I don't know, maybe I'm just stuck on my old ways, but I'm
not
wrong.
How? You live in Atlanta. Your old ways.
I don't date these guys here in Atlanta.
I know that. I know you said that before, but here it goes. When you're stuck in your old ways, and I say how, because you're in Atlanta, like old ways is women dating men dating women. It's a whole new,
new
world out there.
But still, I'm not going to ask somebody that I just met to take me out. That's crazy because it seems like it's reversed and then they're going to be looking for you to pay for it. That happened to me one time. As a matter of fact, it sure did. Like some years back, I asked somebody, let's hang out. Let's go out someplace. And they said, okay. And when we got there, we went Dutch. You're going to have to.
You pay for his, you pay for yours.
And I didn't like that. I don't like Dutch, and I don't want... You need to pay for my meal or whatever, my drinks, especially if you are asking me. I just think that the person who's asking whoever is responsible for that date, and I'm not going to be the one asking. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I don't want to be responsible for paying for your meal.
Maybe.
So maybe I'm looking for you to ask me. And if you don't ask me, then that's fine. We just ain't going to get to know one another. But that's only dating-wise. Like, dating, I'm sorry, but I can't spend no money on you dating you, getting to know you. I'm just not going to do it. But once we're in a relationship, then that changes. Like, yes, I'm going to pay for, you might not even have to ask if we're in a relationship. So dating, don't expect nothing from Sheila. Relationship, yes. You know, I'll pay for whatever. So I just wanted to get that out there because I don't want somebody to hear that and be like, oh, she a gold digger. No, I am a very simple person to get along with and to deal with. Well, maybe not get along with you, but as far as dating, I'm really simple. You just go ahead and pay for the date and or dates. And if it turns into something, then I got you. Okay? Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
So I don't want nobody to think no kind of way about me because I'm not cheap. I'm not a gold digger, and I'm not gonna be asking you for no money. So you said, am I gonna ask them for money after a couple of days? I just won't feel right asking for.
I said if you lost your debit cards or whatever, and your card's on E,
mm-mm.
Would you ask them? Can I get $40? I fill my tank up. I give it back to you when I get my shit straight with the bank.
I'm not paying nobody back $40. Come on, are you serious?
You make me think of what my homeboy said, and it was funny.
I am not paying nobody back if they give me $40 for gas.
My partner would always say, because we got tired, you know, sometimes you get tired of, you go to the club or the bar or whatever, and it's always the same bras begging for a fucking drink. Buy me a drink. So he said, he told one of them, hey, the dick comes with the drink. You still want the drink?
Yep. Give me the drink, and then I'll be ghost when it's time to leave. Easy trick. No, but thinking of that, I'm not that type of person. Like, if we at the bar, I don't ask nobody to buy me drinks. Men usually will buy me drinks, and then they'll buy me another, and then they'll buy me another, and if I want another, I'll ask, and then they'll buy it.
Okay.
I'm not that person that walk around and be like, oh, you gonna buy me a drink?
Where they do that at, Atlanta?
I don't know where they do that at. Like, where do they do that at? Because usually when I walk in the club, I'm buying me a drink and whoever I'm with drinks. That's our first round. And the second round is on that nigga that's going to step to me. That's my second round. Hey. And the third round.
Hey.
And the fourth.
Hey.
So I got my first round, and I got whoever with me first round. And if they moving too slow, then my friend got the second round. But that third round, ain't nobody paying for no third round.
Charleston, Somerville, Atlanta, Columbia. You've heard it from here.
I mean, that's pretty much everywhere.
She's gonna buy the first, and she's looking for y'all to pick up the second and the third.
I'm not buying. Oh, no. I already bought me a drink. I'm not buying no more.
You should walk in the spot and buy the dude a drink.
So I've done that before, and you know what happens? He'll be like, no, let me buy you a drink. Because I did that, and I was like, let me tell this guy. I was passing by a guy. He was staring at me. So I was like, quick, oh, offer him a drink. Because I know that he wasn't going to take it. And I was walking by, and I said, would you like something to drink? And he said, no, but would you like something to drink? And I said, yes. And I knew that he, just for some reason, I just knew it was just going to flip around with him buying me a drink. So I was like, whew, I don't got to spend no money on him.
I tell you what.
What?
What's next on the agenda?
Well, love. What do you think is a typical time frame to fall in love with someone? Well, I mean, I know there's like no time frame, but I know I don't fall in love easy. But do you think, like, some people see you the first time and they be like, I love you, you know, love at first sight or whatever. Do you believe that? Do you believe in love at first sight?
Depends on the person. Yeah. Yeah. I believe in all that
shit.
So
you can love somebody, like, as soon as you see them? You don't think you're, like, more infatuated of their presence or their looks? Because you know nothing about them.
You don't. I don't, I'm not saying that it's wrong, but me personally, I never did the love at first sight thing. I've seen someone and was like, I could see myself loving them, but never to say I'm in love with them just by the first time putting eyes on them. No.
Do you think like 3 months is appropriate to tell someone they love you?
I don't feel like there is a time frame. I mean, because it depends on who you are, who they are, and what type of schedule you have, that you could be spending damn near every day with somebody from the first time y'all link up to all of a sudden y'all spending damn near every day.
Yeah, with I think you said it. It had, you got to put time, but time as in being together.
Yeah.
That's how you build love.
I'm on my grown man shit now, but there was a time when I was self-employed, if I may say. So I had all the time in the world.
Yeah. But jobs these days and, you know, people work schedule.
That shit is like being on the plant, like I said, the plantation.
Yeah, that, it's just so hard, you know, for people to just fall in love again because they're working. It's like me, I think how I fall in love is I got to be with this person talking. I can't fall in love with you talking on the phone with you every day. I can fall in love with the things that you say, but you got to show me. So I can't fall in love with communicating. It has to be more physical with me.
Communicating is
so I think I need time. And if it's anyone out there that I'm going to talk to or potentially going to talk to or just whatever, I'm telling y'all now, time. I need time. If I can't get time, it's just not going to turn into nothing. Because I get tired of talking to people on the phone all the time. So, that's just me. Have you ever been on any dating sites?
Back in the day.
Not current?
No.
You ever heard of Beagle Live?
What is that, a dog?
No, it's, I want to say it's a dating site, but I don't do dating sites. Sometimes I'll get on there and just kind of play with people. I hate to say play with people. Just kind of see where their mind is. And as soon as that first stalker be like, with no picture or something, be like, hey, you're beautiful. Send me. And I don't know. That's when it's time to log out. So I don't really do good on dating sites. But like the what I mentioned, Bigo Live, it's Biglive. It's not a dating site, but I accidentally got on there because I thought it was Bingo Live. So I'm downloading. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to play Bingo. Wow, this is awesome. I've never played Bingo on the phone before. So when I download it, it's like a bunch of different chat rooms and you could create a profile. And I just started advertising, like, our podcast, my credit repair. I just went in there straight business. But I guess that's another form of meeting people. It's kind of neat because it's some attractive looking people in there from all over the world. And it's just kind of cool. And, I mean, I don't know if they kicked up the whole dating app thing to the next level, but this shit is cool. You can even go live and on videos with these people, with anybody. You make friends. It's like a Facebook Live.
That's a good thing. So there's no catfishing nobody.
Right. You can't catfish. So it's like a Facebook Live. Just imagine like every post you make on Facebook, you know, your photo there and, or your video, or just it's attached to your video, or just it's kind of cool. Like I accidentally got on, I thought it was Bingo Live. And it's Beagle. But it's cool. I like it. I advertise my businesses. I've met some people. I take that back. I've talked to some people. But we'll see.
Yeah, I'm old. Last dating website I knew about was POF.
That's still around. But what about what was that other one? Before Facebook.
Oh, Black Planet?
No, it was another one. MySpace. Oh my gosh, MySpace. Well, I know we could go on and on and on about dating, but we're just gonna wrap this thing up. We're gonna wrap it up. And I want to thank you guys for listening to us. Y'all, please, if you haven't by now, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. And we do have a Facebook group. It is called Let's Talk About It Podcast. And come join our group. We, you know, talk about all kinds of stuff. So, we just gonna get on out of here. So y'all be listening up, looking out for us for next Wednesday. All right. And again, please subscribe. Peace. We out, y'all. Bye.